welcome and thank you for listening to the Dr. Mom Sage Advice Podcast. Are you a single mom who is tired of feeling overwhelmed by doing it all? Have you been asking yourself, what is my real purpose outside of motherhood and my career? Are you tired of yelling, feeling mom guilt at the end of the day? If you're ready to go from chaos to confidence in your mindset and in parenting, then this is the place for you. Here we are authentic, transparent, and frankly, we're here to burst all of those mom guilt bubbles and empower you to take back control of your life so you can go from just surviving in motherhood to thriving and walking confidently in your best purpose-filled life God intended for you. I'm your host, Dr. Catricia, a board certified bilingual pediatrician. I'm also fellowship trained in pediatric urgent care medicine. That's just my fancy title for the weekdays, but 24/7, I'm the proud single mommy of my little wild mini me toddler. I'm also a postpartum depression survivor. Now, I'm on a mission to empower other single moms to take back control of their life. Through candid conversations, we will learn, be encouraged, inspired, and committed to making practical changes so we can be our best selves for the queen who reigns already inside of us. So sit back and relax, mommy. This is your time to unwind. Go ahead, grab your favorite drink. Pour me one too, queen, because it's time for our girl talk. Let's talk about all things motherhood, mindset, and even medicine. No, not like medicine, but you know, remember, I'm a pediatrician. So I'm gonna go ahead and give you some pediatric tips on how to parent, right? I hope that you love listening to and learning from the podcast, but please remember, it's not intended to be a substitution for a physician-patient relationship. All right, queen, if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's go. Bienvenidos. It is Dr. Catricia. It is season 3, right? And so we're going to kick it off by highlighting how much growth we've had in season 2. I'm just so excited, you guys. Like, it's been, what, about 6 months into recording podcasts on the Dr. Mom Sage Advice podcast. We have had a lot of growth, for sure, a lot of growing pains, but I'm so grateful for my community who continues to show up and listen weekly, for those who have been sharing and rating the podcast. It's amazing. You guys are amazing. And I get to serve you guys. I get to share my story, share with my pain points and how God literally took those moments of pain when I felt like there was no light at the end of my tunnel back in my postpartum depression years. And he has birthed a purpose out of that. You know, we already have purpose inside of us. That's why we were created. But it just becomes so muddy over the years as you go from being a child where you believe you could do anything to an adolescent. You feel like you're this awkward person on a planet and you don't really fit anywhere, to a young adult who's just really trying to get their footing in the world and understand what you value and what you stand for, which may be total polar opposite from how you were raised, and that's okay. But along the way, we forget that there's purpose inside of us. And sometimes we think that means purpose just related to our career or purpose just related to being a mother. And I'm bursting that bubble to let you know it's so much bigger than the two of those. And even the two of those combined. Like, purpose is about, what do you have? What gift do you have? What skills do you have? What areas are you passionate about? And how can you use all of those things that you already have to make an impact on others by serving them, right? I've always had this anointing over my life to be able to speak and to encourage other women, you know, whether it was in like small Bible study groups or just in family conversations, one-on-one conversations with girlfriends, cousins, and they're like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. And I'm like, well, I don't really think I said a lot. Even though I did say a lot, it was the anointing behind the words that I was saying, because that's a gift that God has imparted inside of me. And it wasn't until I started sharing my story of being a postpartum depression survivor in early 2020 or kind of mid 2020 during the pandemic time era. We're still in the pandemic. And I realized there's so much power behind sharing your story. Number one, because it's a part of your healing journey. You know, healing is not a linear path. There's going to be ups and there's going to be downs. But when you start to open up and share the parts of your story you're comfortable with, not only is it liberating you and it's a part of your healing journey, but it actually is an illumination for those who are in similar walks of life as you, who can say, wow, if God did it for her, I can do it. He will do it for me. If she made it through, I most definitely can make it through, right? See, what the enemy likes to do is try to isolate us in our minds to have us thinking that no one understands. No one's ever been through this before. Like we must be the crazy of crazies to have the thoughts that we have or to think the way that we think. And it's not true. It's far from the truth, you guys. Like, so I have an obligation. I have a command. I have a responsibility to show up and to serve you guys every single week, whether that's in a podcast of Medical Mondays that we started in season 2, of sharing the latest pediatric information and giving you updated health tips and health awareness, or whether it's bringing on a special guest, which we started doing in season 2, right? And the single mother thriving stories, or thriving single mother stories, I should say, rather, the series. I was so amazed by the guests that we had on. Or even if it's just me candidly talking again about how I survived through postpartum depression, how I'm transitioning into this new phase that God has called me into in this gap season of my life where I'm having to stretch my faith and believe bigger, right? Like, when I'm on here, whether it's with notes or without notes, like at the end of the day, it's because I want to share something that God has placed in my heart that I know is going to resonate with some mother who's listening, right? And I'm grateful because you guys slide in my DMs, you're sending me emails, you're sending me text messages, and you're telling me, wow, I needed that episode today. And I'm like, God, you're doing big things, bigger than I could have ever imagined when I started this podcast about 6 months ago, okay? So here's some highlights from season 2. Well, first of all, let's just say the whole podcast, you guys, made it onto a blog piece for the top 10 single parenting, single mother podcasts that are out there on the platform. So kudos, hooray. And next, I just actually read an email from another analytical company that said we're in the top 200 of all parenting podcasts that are on Apple Podcasts. So I'm so excited about that, you guys. Not only have we ranked in parenting podcasts, in single motherhood podcasts, but I'm so excited to know that we're just crossing the threshold of who we're able to serve. When I look at my analytics, I'm like, who do I know that lives in Germany? Because there are people out there listening to us from Germany. There are podcast listeners in Colombia, in Australia, the Philippines, United Kingdom, Brazil, India, Switzerland, and viva la raza, Mexico. And I'm so grateful to all of you guys. And of course, United States, you guys, I'm so grateful that you guys are tuning in from other countries to listen to the Dr. Mom Sage of Ice podcast. Not only that, but I'm also so excited that we crossed over a milestone of reaching greater than 400 downloads. It's not the end of the year. And I have a personal goal to get to 500. And I know we're going to make it there before December 31st, because you guys are so loyal and you follow me. And I love you guys for that. And I love that you guys share and you rate the podcast, right? I read a review that says, she said, I sometimes feel like I'm being seen. And I just love that because it just, again, highlights the fact that whatever you're going through isn't always like far off from what other parents are going through. Like, we need each other. We need each other in community, right? That was episode number in our Thriving Single Mother series. That was actually episode number 22, Building Community with Kimberly. She has a large following of single mothers. She's on her following on her Instagram, which is Single Black Motherhood. We also not only talked about the importance of community, but we got to learn about how you can actually look forward and have a hope into blending your families, going from a single mother to now a married mother and blending families. And that was episode number 24 with Miss Symphony from Melanated Mommy. So glad to have had her on the show. We talked a lot about mindset in season 2 as well, how to move from bitterness to a place of better in our thought process, even though single parenting is exhausting, the importance of asking for help. That was a bonus episode number 27. Then we had Miss Audrey Renee come on, and she's amazing, you guys. She's from Curse Broken Collection, a spoken word artist, a single mother, and her community is called Dear Single Mommy. And she talked about breaking generational curses and just her journey of becoming an entrepreneur in the middle of a pandemic. Speaking of pandemic, we also got to interview our very first physician on, Dr. Claudia, who talked to us about how she works home remotely as a single mother of a young toddler. And then I had my second physician on the podcast, which I'm so excited. It's like almost a trend now, right? And that was with Dr. Michelle Volz. That's episode number 30. In the month of November, to highlight Adoption Awareness Month. Shout out to all of the foster mommies and adoptive mothers out there who are listening. We love you guys and love you for doing all the things that you do to love on those babies. So in episode 30, we talk about blessings and babies and blessings from the heart of an adoptive mother from a heart doctor. She's an interventional cardiologist, and she talks about her village and the importance of outsourcing as a single mother, okay? And what else happened in season two? Well, I started bringing over Medical Mondays. So if you follow me on Instagram, that's Dr. Mom, DrMom, underscore Sage Advice, all one word, then you know for all of this summer, probably a little bit before, pretty consistently on Mondays in my IG stories, I would give a Medical Monday tip. So anything from what do you do when your child has an ear pain, or what do you do for when you think they're having signs of dehydration? Like, what's the right amount of Tylenol and Motrin to give for a cold? Can you give honey for a cold? What should you do about separation anxiety when you're dropping your child off at daycare and preschool? So I was doing a lot of those in IG stories and just decided to actually start creating them into videos and recording simultaneously on the podcast. So if you haven't caught up on those, go ahead and listen, because I just dropped one today because it is Monday and we're talking today on that episode about the COVID-19 vaccination updates as it relates to the new age group, ages 5 to 11, okay? So season two has been amazing, you guys, amazing, because I have grown and sharing my story and feeling comfortable and really starting to find my path in this entrepreneurship that I've been doing as a single mother, because it's not easy at all, right? But I just felt God pulling me into the direction of being a thought leader in the areas of parenting, because I pride myself in being a conscious parent and being a gentle parent. I don't get it right. There's no perfect parent. You guys hear me saying that all the time. And if you can't tell right now, I'm rolling my eyes because I don't get it right. But I pride myself in the amount of work that I put inside of myself to heal and to do the inner work so that I could be a better parent for my daughter each and every single day, because my best may not look the same day by day. And that's okay. And that's where you should start, is to give yourself grace and always knowing that whatever you're capable of doing, whatever your capacity is for this day, show up fully in that moment and don't even try to worry about what's happening next, because we can't predict the future. We can't go back and change the past. What we have control over is the moment we're in now. And when you show up and be present in that moment, it really takes the weight and the burden off your shoulders to feel like everything else has to be figured out, because it always doesn't. Sometimes clarity comes from just by being, just by taking the next step, just by moving forward, right? But when we sit down with our lists and sit down with our planners and think about all the things that could go wrong, we end up just staying in the status quo and never fully evolving into who God has called us to be. And that's where the purpose part comes in. And that's why I started the series, you know, Thriving Single Mom Series, Thriving Single Mom Stories, because I wanted to highlight how these mothers overcame their pain points and how these mothers are still overcoming their pain points and how they're moving forward in purpose. And that's a beautiful thing, because I think too many times in parenthood, we can get caught up in, oh, I have to do it all. I'm just going to wait until they're grown and out of the house. And you don't have to. You can make it work and make it happen for you and your family in this season, right? And this very season, because that's what living your life is about, is being able to experience the moment that you're in. So many times I myself and others can get so focused on the end goal and the point B that we miss out on the progression. We miss out on really giving ourselves credit and clapping for our own selves for how much further we already made it, because we're still looking for that end goal. And when you're doing that,
then that's where a lot of the overwhelm comes in. That's where a lot of the chaos comes in. That's where you get the feelings of like, does this even make sense? Is this mic on? Like, who's out there even listening to me? But I know I am making a difference because I'm showing up and I'm being consistent. And I'm not the same person that I was yesterday or the day before or the week before. But if I don't take time to sit down and reflect on those things and be grateful in the moment that I'm in, and if I'm so far into the future looking, I'm going to miss out on those moments that, wow, I'm actually living out an answered prayer already. This is what I already asked for. Not that I can't believe bigger and expect bigger, because I do. That's what faith from, you know, like going from glory to glory and from faith to faith, right? If you haven't been watching the Crazier Faith series with Transformation Church, man, you're missing out. But that is exactly what that is. Like, at some point, where I am now is not where I'm going to be. I have the faith and the belief to get to that place, but I also want to be grateful for where I, in the moment that I'm actually in, because I wasn't always here. And when I take the time to realize, my God, I'm literally walking in purpose, living in purpose, breaking generational curses, showing up as a positive parent, as a conscious parent, serving my community, serving my patients, all at the same time, girl, come on now. Like, you're doing it. Like, I don't want any of my listeners to ever feel like that they're going to be in a survival mode forever in parenting, because you're not. Like, when you truly are thriving is when you can embrace all of the chaos that comes your way and confidently say, this is where I'm at in this season, in this moment. And it's with God's grace and his strength that he would enlarge my capacity to be able to handle what comes my way. And in order to handle those things, I believe it's developing the character of who we are based on where we've already come from. You know, in Romans 8, he talks about all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. There is nothing that happens by accident. Nothing catches God by surprise. I love to always remind myself that even before I ever have a need, God already knows what that need is. Before I can even utter a word to pray, God already knows what my need is. And that's what purpose is, right? It is all intertwined. Like, God knows that I'm going to need to be in this particular city in this particular year because there's something else he wants to do in someone else's life who's going to cross my path, right? But it all means that I have to be obedient and I have to exercise my faith and trust him, knowing that even though I don't have all the details, it's going to work out. This season you're in, it's working itself out. There's a greater picture that's coming together. And right now, sometimes all we can see is that one or two or three puzzle pieces. And you're like, what am I doing? What do I do with this, God? Why did you hand me these lemons? But when you put it all together, it makes a whole bunch of sense, you know? Like, God is not just the God of our beginning or the God of our end, because, I mean, he formed the beginning from the end, but he's the God of our middle. And so while you're in the middle season, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to hold on. Hold on to your faith. Hold on to your belief in knowing that God has not forgotten about you. God is ready to bless you in ways that are abundantly, that are beyond what you could ever imagine for yourself. This is your time. This is your season. And so in season 3, you guys, I'm so excited because we're going to get deeper into this purpose. We're going to get deeper into busting the myths of thinking that we have to wait and to thinking that, oh, we have to, you know, search high and low to understand what our purpose is. Like, purpose is what you already have. It's who you already are. We just got to operate in it, honey. We got to get comfortable. We got to get out of that status quo. We got to step on the other side of that comfort zone, right? Is this going to be fear? Oh, she's going to show up. Oh, for sure. Fear right now. Like, I pretty much talk to that chick every day, but she's going to show up. And when you see her, you say, what's up? And you keep it moving. You got to keep it moving because this is not the end. This is not the end. It's merely a comma. It's a sentence in your chapter. It's a page in the book, and the book, it hasn't ended. The story does not end. You have the power to control the narrative. You may not like how it happened to begin. That's me. That's my story. I never envisioned myself being a single mom, but I am. And here I am. in a whole nother city from where my daughter was born. And I'm an entrepreneur. You could have never told me that 5-6 years ago, that I would be an entrepreneur, that I would be a consultant, that I would have my own business, that I would be a parent coach, that I would be leading women, single mothers all across the globe, to take back control of their lives, to cultivate the dreams that God has placed in their hearts so they can walk confidently and purpose, to discover that their voice matters, that they have impact, that they can be empowered, that they are already empowered because they are queens, that royalty lives inside of their DNA. I get to do that as a single mom. And that's the biggest blessing outside of being a mom. Because I'm like, God, who am I? Like, who am I to be able to encourage someone, whether it's in spoken word or in written form? I'm doing that because I'm being obedient, as much as scary as it is, right? So in season 3, I already have some amazing guests who are going to be on. Single mothers, one of my very first coaching client who went through the Chaos to Confidence program last year. And just to see how much she has blossomed, she's a whole entrepreneur now. Like, she's doing her thing, making the money as an entrepreneur, as a single mom of 2 boys. We're going to get to talk to a couple mothers who are widowed, who were previously married and then became single mothers after their husbands have passed, and to see both of them blossoming in their own gifts and in their purpose as coaches. And we'll also get to speak to newly single moms and how they are navigating this new parenting scene and starting to birth their purpose out of gifts they've always had, just with their natural talent. And we're going to get a little bit deeper into where I've been on my sabbatical journey in this past month and where God has taken me and my daughter, because amazing things are in store for us. And I just can't wait to share it with you guys and have you come along for the journey. So there it is. Highlights from season 2. Stay tuned every Monday, and sometimes a bonus episode in the same week. I will be dropping all things motherhood, mindset growth, and pediatric medicine. Remember, you're more than enough. You deserve to thrive and not just survive in this parenting journey. I'm rooting for you and I believe in you. Go ahead and be great today. Love you guys. Hey! I almost forgot to invite you, that's right, you, to the live masterclass this Sunday, November 28th, where we're discussing how to start walking in purpose in our single motherhood. That's right, honey. It's free. You can find the link in the show notes or send me a DM. If you're not on our email list, what are you waiting for, girl? Like, go ahead, get on the email list. You can find the link in my DM, or excuse me, in my bio where I have my link tree. I'll also put it in the show notes, but it's free. Join us over in our Facebook community as well, Thriving Single Moms, because there is where I'm going to share any of the upcoming events that we're hosting, virtual parties that we're doing, the book club that we're talking about that we're going to start later this year. So I want you to get plugged in, not just on the podcast, but join our community as well. So other moms are over there encouraging each other, because they're just things that I don't even know. And the moms will chime in those comments, be like, hey, have you thought about this? And it's just so amazing to see all of the women winning and their respective different purposes and how they're just glowing up and thriving in this season, because that's what life is about, right? Thriving and not surviving. So I want you to get a jump start and understanding, how do I even start to get out of this cluttered mindset that I have so I can fully embrace the purpose God has given me, girl? We need you. We need your voice. So go ahead, sign up. It's free. What are you doing? Probably eating Thanksgiving leftovers, so might as well jump on Zoom with us. All right, go ahead, join now.